Amen. Good morning, family of God. I greet you all in the wonderful name of Jesus this morning. This is Pastor Gabriel from Lazarus Ministries in Peter Marisberg, and I hope everybody's doing well. We just want to bless you this morning. It's a good day to be alive. It's a day that God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a very exciting time this morning. And this morning, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage the house of faith with the word that I spoke to the church on Sunday morning, and that is commitment. A very, very big word, commitment. And if you look at the word commitment, commitment is where two people where one commits to the other or commits to a thing, but to be faithful to it. To be faithful to that person in whatever is being committed to, or to be faithful to that chore or to that decision or to that job or to the employer, being faithful. And this morning I want to speak to you about being committed to the church. There are certain things that the Holy Spirit has been revealing to me, and I feel it's of paramount importance that we discuss it. One thing we need to understand in this time and season that we are living in is that we are experiencing the end times. This is the end time church. This is the end time world where we are seeing a tangible manifestation and witnessing eyewitnesses of the Bible coming into effect. We are looking at premature death. We are looking at nations fighting nations. We are looking at hurricanes, tornadoes, unnatural disasters that are taking place. We are seeing plagues. We are seeing diseases that are affecting countries being manifested. These are all scriptural, resulting at the end of days. The Bible speaks about the many in the faith, in the Christian faith, that will depart from it. Many will seek the doctrines of devils, and many today of the church do not want to hear the truth of the gospel, but they will basically concoct their own gospels or own doctrines to suit their ears. That's what the Bible tells us. And so we understand and we can relate to the time and season that we're living in. But this morning I want to speak to you about commitment, your commitment to Jesus Christ. And this is the thing that's troubling me this morning, is that when we say that we are committed to Jesus Christ, how are we committed to Jesus Christ? To what extent? Because if we say that we are committed to Jesus Christ, that means after being saved, really saved, given your life to Jesus and saved, born again experience, baptized with the evidence of tongues, being saved, absolutely saved, transformed by His power and by His touch, there should be a tangible physical and spiritual commitment to Jesus Christ, right? But the commitment is not merely by saying, listen, I am a Christian. Saying you are a Christian doesn't mean that you're committed to Jesus Christ. Now, when we're saying you need to be committed to Jesus Christ, that means whatever Jesus spoke about in the Gospels, or whatever His word says regarding ministry, regarding working for the kingdom, He says, if you want to follow me, you must deny everything, take up your cross and follow me. That means a life of commitment. These are two disciples that follow Christ. But it also means committing to His body. What body? The body of Christ. Now, if we look in context, what does the body of Christ represent today in the earth? The body of Christ represents the church. The church, the entity in which Jesus Christ established as a mode or as a medium for Him and His Father and the Spirit to connect from the heavenlies into the earthly realm. It's the only institute or organization that represents God and God Almighty. Right? So when we commit to Jesus Christ, there must be also a commitment to the body of Christ, which represents the church. Now, when we look at this commitment means that you must lay down your life. That means that you have to serve the church like the bride would serve the bridegroom. You have to serve the church like you are serving Jesus Christ. That means in every aspect of your stewardship, whether it be in financial, in your provision, in your servanthood, in whatever manner You are serving the body, the church. You need to do it unto the Lord. Right? So there must be a fervent commitment. And this is what the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. Many people that are sitting in church today that say they are Christians did not have a born-again experience with Jesus Christ. So maybe you were born into a Christian family, and lapsy-daisy, you just grew up in this family, you're taking on the name of being a Christian. But you don't know who Jesus Christ is. You don't have the love and the desire. You see, you have to have that experience with Jesus Christ, a transformation experience that will change your life forever. Now, when we commit to Jesus Christ and to salvation, that basically means that we tend to the old man, and we put off the old man, and we put off the old things. And so commitment means burning all bridges behind us. We throw everything that the world had to give us, and we accept a new life, and that is a new life in Christ, right? So when we show our love and our commitment to Christ, it's much more than speech. It is action. Action in the sense of our stewardship, that we come together to serve the body of Christ, the church himself, right? We commit to him, no matter what may come our way, no matter what this person may say, the pastor may say, he may say, they are just men, but we commit to Jesus and Jesus alone, right? And when we commit to him, we become basically branched and rooted in the kingdom, in the body of Christ, and we therefore become a partnership in the extension of God's kingdom. You cannot be a sole individual or a lone ranger and go out there and do anything for the Lord without being committed or connected to the body of Christ. You have to have roots. Right? And we find today that church commitment is at the lowest, where people can pick, choose, and refuse which church they want to go to without fulfilling commitment, without fulfilling the vision, without fulfilling and supporting and being an armor bearer to the leadership and to the pastoralship of the church, and standing together with their families and anchoring themselves in the body and the vision, but they choose to wander around. Now, so these individuals that wander around without firming their roots in a church, in the body of Christ, you have a problem, friend, because it shows me that you need to be saved. Your commitment is absolutely nothing before God. What the Holy Spirit showed me is, if you are not committed to the body of Christ that you are serving, or the church that you are serving, if you are not committed to it, that means that the covering of heaven is not all upon you. That means that you are not covered under the covering of God. That means that the covering and the protection on that body, on that house, you are not part of it because you are not committed. You are not joined as a branch to that house. Jesus says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. But if you are connected to me, you in your time and season, you will bear fruit. You will be fruitful and you will multiply. That is the problem with the church today. Many are not fruitful and multiplying. They are not maturing in their walk. They are not maturing from babes, moving on to growth and maturity in Christ Jesus. They are not maturing because they are not committed. They are not committed to the vision and to the purpose that God has established here on earth. Listen, God has established his work here on earth for me and you to fulfill. It is our duty to be committed to Jesus Christ and to the man of God that we serve, to the vision of the house, and whatever it may be. Even if it means you've been committed to cleaning the toilet or setting up the chairs, there's absolutely nothing wrong. You are committed to something. But friend, if you are not going to fit yourself in the body of Christ in this time and season and find out what is your calling and purpose, you stand to lose salvation. You stand to be cut out. You are standing actually now on dangerous ground, where the enemy has actually bluffed you, given you a sense of belonging, but you haven't committed. It's like a bridegroom. The Bible says Jesus is the bride. He's coming back for a bridegroom without spot and blemish. Which bride commits to the bridegroom, or which bridegroom commits to a bride ready for marriage without making a firm commitment that I love you? that I want to spend my rest of my life with you. I'm giving my life to you. I'm surrendering my life to you. I'm joining my life to you. But I'm committing to you and I'm making vows to do that. Jesus committed his life to you. He committed his life for his church. Do you know that the church is the only entity here on this earth that is eternal? Jesus says, on this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. What does that mean? That means that if you're connected to the rock, if you're connected to the church and if your roots are in the church and you are a partaker of the body of Christ, yeah, the enemy will not touch you because you are covered. There's a covering and the covering is from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. So friend, this morning, find your place. How do you fit in the body of Christ? What role, what gift, what calling do you take? Get into it. It might be the least, it might be the most, but in whatever measure, the Bible says it's a blessing that you are in there. God counts it as one. Whatever measure, whatever mode, whatever duty that you are doing in the body, God will bless it. So friend, get committed. It's a time for us to be committed to Jesus Christ. Let us not lose our love for our first love. Let us not be provoked by deception and by the spirit of offense, that when people correct us, we want to leave the body of Christ, which is Jesus Christ himself. The Lord is looking at us. The Lord is looking at you. Be faithful this morning. Be committed in Jesus' name. Be blessed, family of God. I will speak to you again. I hope these messages are encouraging you. You can go on to our website, www.lordshouse.co.za. There are some resources there if you want to get in contact with us. And yeah, we want to bless you in Jesus' name. Take care.